Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Another episode of Soul Purpose Healing. Tonight is a blue moon, if you're not aware of that. So I have a special meditation I want to do first off before we get into the chakras. I want to honor this blue moon with the special music and meditation so that we set the right intention. We want to set the intention of love for nature, of love for our creator, of love for the cosmos, love for the universe, so that we are balancing our belief systems tonight in the blue moon in the love and the unity that we are promoting. So I have a special music that I want to play called Voices of the Wind. It's by Animan. It's I-M-Man, Animan. So I want us to just take a moment to close our eyes, set an intention that you yourself want to accomplish as we share the wisdom of raising your consciousness with the higher chakras. And tonight, we're not just going to seven. We're going all the way above seven. We're going to learn about the chakras above seven a little bit. So let's start out with dedication, meditation for the blue moon tonight, that our planet is still working despite man's attempt to override the creator. We still have some beautiful things in nature. So this is about 5 minutes, and during just closing our eyes, don't go to sleep now, but just meditating on your intentions. I might cut it short. It depends on what the spirit says. Just set your mind on the intention you want to accomplish tonight, what you want to send out to your friends and your love. Show appreciation for the moon, the blue moon tonight. A beautiful melody, Indian, Native American rhythm. Harmony. Harmony with Mother Earth and the moon. I'm going to switch that up a little bit. That was not the one I was looking at, but Sun Circle. This one is the one I was thinking about. Thank you. Higher chakras, the throat chakra, the pineal gland, or the third eye, excuse me, the third eye, and the crown chakra. And there's a ninth, eighth and ninth above the head that we're going to learn about tonight. So call your friends, share, do a watch party, whatever you need. We're going to keep going and learn next about the throat chakra. If you missed our show on Friday, Health and Wellbeing with Yada, I strongly urge you to go back and listen to the lessons and knowledge from the first, second, and third chakra, because this woman is very thorough. She gives tips on the crystals that you can use to enhance and improve those chakras' rotation, the colors that are applicable, like the chart behind me, and the foods. And just general, she's just an excellent teacher. So let's get into the throat chakra. That's where we left off on Friday. We left off with the heart chakra. She went into a thorough explanation of the heart chakra. So we're going to start off tonight with the, let's see, throat chakra. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. How are you all doing out there? Good, I hope. Welcome back to another episode of Fearless Love. We are on chakra number 5. We only have 2 more chakras to go before we complete this series, this little mini-series. And I got to say, I appreciate all the feedback that you all have given me. These videos have been informative and insightful, things that you may not have realized that you need to work on. You're thinking to yourself, maybe I need to take a little bit more time to pay attention to this particular thing associated with whatever chakra it is that has resonated with you. So I appreciate the feedback and the love that you all have given me. And so without further ado, let's start on today's video. 5th chakra, as I said, this is the throat chakra. Let me tell you, this one right here, folks. Whew, this one I've been working on for a long time. I've been working on this chakra for a long, long time. This chakra is associated with this beautiful color here, this turquoise, light blue color. The area of the chakra is the throat. Now, it's important to note, I showed you in a couple other videos the location of the chakras and how the cones or the funnels look. They're 3-dimensional. With this chakra, and I guess it can be said for all of the chakras, but I think specifically with this one, this is something that I was told. If you hear anything different, please let me know, comment below. But I was told that with this chakra, the energy comes in through the back of the neck, and the energy comes out this way, which makes sense because when you're talking, the energy is coming out this way. And so it would make sense that for this particular chakra, the flow of the energy would be coming in through the back and out to the front. That's what I was told, but if you hear anything or you see anything, read anything different, please let me know. Now, the systems of the parts of your body that are associated with this chakra are your thyroid, your mouth, tongue, your ears, and actually even your shoulders and your neck. And we'll get into why all that is important, the shoulders and the neck, in a little bit, a little further on in the video. So pretty much this area of your body is where this particular chakra does a lot of its work. So this chakra is all about expression, expressing your thoughts, your ideas, your feelings, and it's also about communication. Communication, and I think it's important to point something out. When a lot of us think about communication, we're thinking about words coming out of our mouth, sound, talking, and we're having a dialogue with someone else. There's an exchange of words, ideas. But communication isn't just verbal. There's also nonverbal communication. And it's also important to point out that communication isn't just external. There's also internal. So keep those things in mind as we go on and we talk about this chakra because there's so many different levels to communication and expression that's not just talking and saying things out loud. It's a lot of internal, and I'm sure you guys know that. The throat chakra is actually working in conjunction with your sacral chakra. That's the one that's just above your root. It's your second chakra. And that's the one that's all about creativity. It's the color orange. But the reason why that the throat and the sacral kind of work in conjunction with one another is the sacral chakra, if you remember, is the seat of your creativity. And in order for those creative ideas to flourish and to really manifest, they have to come out through communication. They have to come out vibrationally. Your sacral chakra isn't going to manifest those creative ideas. It's the seat of it. But in order for those ideas that are born out of that chakra, out of that sacral chakra, in order for them to come out into this physical third dimensional world, they have to come through this throat chakra. This is the vessel. This is the vehicle through which those ideas are expressed. There are some emotional signs that your throat chakra needs some work. You may have some depression, some anxiety. You have an inability to be able to express yourself. You may feel very aggressive, have a low self-esteem. Those are some emotional signs. Physical signs that this chakra is imbalanced is you may have like a lot of sore throats. You may have a lot of hoarseness, have a lot of neck pain. Something that I used to get a lot. You ever know sometimes when you have like a bubble or it just feels like a ball in your throat when you want to talk, you want to say something, but you don't, so you literally swallow words and it feels like you got a stone in your throat? I used to have that all the time. I used to have this, it felt like a rock in my throat. And it was not me not expressing my thoughts and my feelings. I was just stuffed that stuff down inside. So because of that, one of my physical symptoms was I was always having throat problems. I was always having sore throats. Anytime I would get a cold, it would start with my throat. Every time it would start with my throat. So what does a healthy, balanced throat chakra look like? How does it represent itself in your life? Communication. You're able to communicate to other people, and you're able to hear. That was one of the other, the physical parts of your body that is associated with this chakra too. It's not just being able to communicate and talk, it's also being able to hear and listen. So you have a good flow of talking and listening. You are able to express your creative ideas. You're able to talk openly. This is the flow of energy in terms of communication. And you have healthy communication with yourself internally, non-verbally, right? All of those are signs of a healthy, balanced chakra, which I don't have a healthy, balanced throat chakra. I don't, no. So what does a more closed throat chakra look like or represent itself? How does it represent itself? You are unable to communicate. You have trouble, maybe you stutter, maybe the connection in terms of like the words that you have and it coming out, being able to articulate yourself, there's a bit of a struggle, there's a bit of a lag there. You don't express yourself to other people. Maybe you lie to yourself. You tell yourself things that aren't true. You also may not speak. You just may not say anything, just shutting it down, just shutting down all forms of communication. And it may be difficult for you to hear the truth. If someone is telling you something that you know is on point, and you should probably follow that advice, but you're not listening, that's another sign of this throat chakra being too closed. Another physical and psychological symptom of your throat chakra being closed is you will have a lot of tension in your neck and your shoulders. Now, earlier I was saying that this is a part of your body that can also be associated with your throat chakra. And if you are anything like me, you may hold a lot of your tension in your shoulders and your neck. A lot of massage therapists and doctors say that most of us hold our tension in this part of our body. And for me, my tension comes from not speaking up for myself. I still do this. It's still something that I struggle with to this very day. I'm a lot better than I was years ago, but I'm not where I want to be. So if you have a tension in your shoulders and your neck, you have a lot of pain around this area, really kind of think, are you expressing yourself? Are you being honest with yourself, true to yourself? Are you communicating well? That is another symptom of a throat chakra, physical and psychological symptom of a throat chakra being imbalanced. The opposite of that, your chakra being too open, your throat chakra being too open, what does that look like? Well, you're talking too much. You got to slow it down. You got to take a breath. You got to take a pause. You're talking too much. You're dominating conversations. You're not allowing other people to express themselves. Maybe you always have to be right. You always have to have the last word. You always have to make your point, no matter, regardless of whatever anyone else has to say. And you're not listening. You're not allowing the flow of the conversation to be a back and forth. You're just talking, and you're not listening. Okay, so what are ways in which we can heal and balance this chakra? Try to incorporate blue. You see how much blue I got? Try to incorporate blue into your everyday life. Blue is a very calming color. So if you have blue accents around your home, one of the things that my mom has, which is really beautiful, is she has a lot of cobalt blue jugs or glasses that she fills with water, and sometimes she'll put plants in it, but most of the time she'll just fill it with water and set it on the windowsill. Absolutely beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. Another way to heal this chakra is to drink more water. Now you're probably saying water is not blue. No, it is not. But drinking a lot of water will help to cleanse and dispel and remove the energy from your throat. And if you remember, I was saying earlier that the throat and the sacral chakra work in conjunction with one another. Well, the element that works with the sacral chakra is water. And if you remember from the video that I did where I talked about the sacral chakra, the way to heal it, two of the ways I said in which you can heal it is to submerge yourself in water and to drink a lot of water. Now, normally with the healing part of this video, in terms of foods, I would tell you, eat foods that are the color associated with this particular chakra. Well, this is a blue chakra, and there really aren't a lot of blue foods that are naturally occurring on this planet. We have blueberries, so yes, eat blueberries, and blueberries are just good because, I mean, blueberries are wonderful. But keeping in line with the whole water, liquid, working in conjunction with the sacral chakra, smoothies are very good. Coconut water is actually very good for this chakra too. So try to make smoothies. And you can, like I said, if you're incorporating the sacral chakra, which is the color orange, Then you can have oranges, pineapples, bananas. I know you're like, pineapples and bananas aren't orange, but having good sweet fruits and making a smoothie. Try to use some coconut water. Put some blueberries in there. Throw some blueberries in there. Smoothies are very good. Another liquid is soups. You can have some soups, soothing soups for your throat. Something to avoid for this chakra. This is something I haven't done in any other videos. Something to avoid is dairy. When you drink or eat dairy, the dairy tends to cause like a mucus buildup on your throat. And so that can actually close and restrict that chakra. So if you're working on your chakra, your throat chakra, if you're thinking about working on healing it, try to avoid dairy at all costs. Yes, that includes ice cream. Yes, so you can't have blueberry ice cream and then try to heal your throat chakra. This is not going to work. Another way that you can heal this chakra is by talking. Talking. Try to engage in conversation where you're going to be open and honest. And do it with a person that you feel very comfortable with, who you trust, who's going to be receptive to the information that you're going to be giving. The more that you communicate, the easier that it becomes. A way to kind of, if you're thinking to yourself, I don't necessarily have anyone that I feel comfortable with, or maybe you're thinking, I'm not at that point yet, a way to get into being comfortable communicating verbally is to write things down. Writing in a journal or just writing down whatever it is that you're thinking and feeling in a very uncensored way is a really good practice to get that engine revved up for being able to communicate verbally, openly, and honestly. Now on to essential oils. What oils are good for this throat chakra? Jasmine, rosemary, ylang-ylang, I use frankincense. Those are very good oils. Now on to crystals. What crystals can you use for this particular throat chakra? You can use amazonite, lapis lazuli, azurite, turquoise. And what you can do is check out my video where I talk about crystals, and I'll put the link for the crystal video in the description box below. I talk about how you can clean and cleanse your chakra and how you can energize them. And once you energize these particular crystals, you can lay down and put them directly on your throat chakra and then just meditate. Oh, thank you guys for watching. Thank you for the feedback. Thank you for the love that you have shown all of these.
So I thought that was very thorough. And Naima Latif is asking about a friend who had throat cancer. Well, it's obviously something going on with that fifth chakra. But here's something interesting that she mentioned, that the throat chakra and the sacral chakra are a couple. And I was studying with a friend earlier today, and we came across some knowledge that there are many parts of our body that have like a soulmate. For instance, the hypothalamus, the pineal gland, and the pituitary gland have a soulmate in the testicles and the ovaries. What? We were like blown away at that knowledge, because you just don't hear that knowledge very often. But studied it. And then here tonight she was saying that there's a connection with the throat chakra and your sacral chakra. So I think the bottom line is, and we're going to go to a commercial break, is that every part of this body is working as a system. Even though we are studying the individual chakras, they're not alone. They're working with a soulmate. That's the thing that blew our mind today as we were studying. Every part of your body, whether it's your ears, two ears, your nose, your mouth, it has a soulmate. So that's why we're doing this chakra study tonight, to help us think beyond what the medical system teaches, what your public education teaches, because we really do not understand our human sacred vessel. And I think that's why so many people today have violated this sacred temple because they don't understand the system and how it works. So that's what we're doing tonight. We're really diving into this system here. And even though we're going to talk about the third eye next after the break, this is the system, and we may find out what is the soulmate of the third eye. That'll be interesting. So we'll be right back. I've opened the mic of Naima Latif, who's our executive producer, and she's going to play some.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony and the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
We are back. Thank you for joining us this evening. We're talking about the higher chakras tonight. Number one, there's a full blue moon out there, which means there's a lot of energy to assist our evolution, our higher raising, our consciousness tonight. If we are focusing on the things in our body and our life that we can improve and ask, setting an intention to do just that, to improve some things in our life, then the moon energy is here to help us. It's always awesome to be conscious of what's going on in the cosmos to assist us on down here on Earth to improve and be better. So we've got two people who pressed one. So I'm going to pause on the chakra. We've got two more chakras, the sixth and seventh chakra, plus we've got higher chakras. But we're going to go to the callers for now and get your comments and or questions before we move on. So 779-777, your mic is open.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. How are you?
Blessed. I'm trying to be a blessing and receive blessings from others.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the time.
You're right on point. You're right on point. We they always tell us we have third dimension. Third dimension locks you down to the earth, to the land. You know, the fifth and the 12th dimension that frees you just by viewing the sky. Our chakras, called the endocrine system, they work. See, I drink rainwater. I collect rainwater and I drink it. And it gives me intelligence from the universe. The most awesome. I got 50 gallons on my backyard right now. I feed my plants. And when I started drinking rainwater, because I was feeding my plant, my spinach, basil, and I was feeding them tap water from the faucet, and they would die. And so I started giving them rainwater, and they just sprouted up. And I said, I need to drink that. And that rainwater, you know what I mean? It was like a no-brainer. Yeah. Like, wait, my plants are growing with these rainwater. I mean, it comes into the ocean, but it comes through pipes. Where I faucet. So why can't I get it directly from the sky? It's illegal in places that you can't collect rainwater. Okay.
That's insane.
So, oh, my God, rainwater is so clear and pure. I put it in my refrigerator, and I drink it every morning, and it just activates my chakras. Our chakras are our intestines, liver, spleen, ovaries, kidneys, all it works with liquid, water. Water is cells that moves and increases our bloodstream so we can really stay young. I'm young. I feel so young and youthful. So, they say we have seven chakras. We really have more than that. We have 42 or more than that chakras.
There's over 100, Sufi. Sadhguru teaches about that on YouTube, about over 114 or 104 chakras. Some of them are, two of them are in the palm of our hands. They're in the palm of our hands. But the main ones, remember, these parts of our body have soulmates. Like she said, your throat chakra is a soulmate sacral chakra. So that your soul is on this journey. And if you're not aware of that, then you're thinking you're parts of this, you're a part of this, this part. That's why you go to a doctor and he said, what's the matter? Well, my throat hurts. Oh, let me look at your throat. Oh, you have a streptococcus or something. Let's give you an antibiotic for that and send you on your way. Okay, you haven't talked about anything else that is connected to the soulmate because they don't have that knowledge or that wisdom.
Let me say this last thing. They're giving us prescription chemical drugs. We need to get the plant life to activate our chakras. Now, one thing I've learned is that I am a tree. Okay? I am a tree. That's why it's called the tree of life. I am a tree. I'm self-sustaining. So if other trees, and trees do what? They bear fruit. I've been all on the internet, YouTube, Facebook. Nobody has exposed me. Nobody has came and said, you're wrong, Kufi. Everybody's applauding and said, yes, you're saying the right thing. I am just a tree. Bearing my fruit. So our chakras, through meditation and through my dreams, it activates my chakras. And guess what the heart of the head chakra is? Guess what the head chakra is?
The heart.
No, not the heart. It's the pineal gland.
Oh, yes. We're going to talk about that. So let me go to the next part.
When you meditate, you're trying to activate, you're focusing on your brain to activate your pineal gland to respond to your chakras, okay?
Absolutely.
That's where it comes from, the pineal gland. The sun comes in, it depends on you. You know, I'm going to say this, I'm going to stop talking. The sperm has a little head and has a little string on it. Well, the string is a body, but the head of the sperm is actually the pineal gland. The comb, that's the pineal gland.
Thank you, Kofi. It's just amazing. Kofi brings us some wisdom and some knowledge about things we are not aware of. That's what tonight is all about, raising our awareness or our consciousness with knowledge about these soulmates inside of us operating in different ways to help us heal, restore, grow, and thrive. So, Mama AZ, your mic is open.
Give thanks. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Thank us, Brother Kofi, for that wisdom of information. I appreciate that. I appreciate us. Dr. V, you have no idea of how timely this is about the fifth chakra. That is your thyroid. I've had thyroid issues all my life. And I'm just learning at almost 70 to begin to really stand on my truth. Today was an exceptional day of downloads. Actually, it's been all week. So what you talked about, the fifth chakra, is just to solidify the information or the downloads that's been coming to me from the other side of the veil. And for those in the family who do not understand the other side of the veil, I mean the ancestors, the ancient ones who have crossed over and are helping us. However, it's up to us to listen and hear and be quiet. And I love those selections, both of them, Dr. V. Please post them on my page because it said a lot for today. Thank you. I'm just listening and I'll mute.
All right, sister, thank you. So we want to move on to the third eye. This is the pineal gland that Kofi was talking about. So let's listen in. Very interesting, very important that we understand this third eye. And she's going to give us more knowledge about it.
Hello, everyone. How are you all doing out there? Good, I hope. Welcome back to another episode of Fearless Love. This is the sixth chakra. We got one more to go, one more. And I got to tell you, I'm really sad to see this series coming to a close. But as you will learn and understand, as I have learned and continue to learn, spiritual growth and development is an ongoing process. It doesn't stop. It keeps going. It keeps moving. So even though we will be wrapping up this mini-series, it doesn't mean that we can't revisit the chakras at some point in time. And I guarantee we will be visiting the chakras again at some point because it's just so important. And it helps you to understand what's going on just in your body, in energy fields around you. It's just really good information. So I'm not worried. Kendall, don't worry. Don't worry. We'll come back to it. So the sixth chakra is a very popular chakra. A lot of people know about this chakra. You may know about this chakra, but do you really know? Do you really know about the third eye? A lot of people think that it's right here, kind of like in the middle of your forehead, but the third eye is really right here, just above the bridge of your nose and right between your eyebrows. This is where the third eye sits. And it is associated with the color purple or indigo, which is like a deep bluish purple color. This is where we transcend duality. We are very accustomed to thinking in terms of I and other. The third eye wipes all of that away. And this is when we begin to see that everything is interconnected. All of our energies, even things that you think don't have energy fields, have energy fields. And they're all
connected. So this is where we begin to kind of strip all that away. The third eye is also associated with the pineal gland. Pineal, so many people have different ways of saying it. Pineal, pineal, is in your brain. And in terms of science, we don't know really a lot about this gland. We know that it has to do with our circadian rhythms, our waking and sleeping, but it has a lot to do with perception, how we perceive things, and tapping into the subtle energies that are around us everywhere. Something that I found very interesting is that there are a lot of statues and carvings that have pine cones in them, people holding pine cones, deity holding pine cones. And you're thinking, well, what does that mean? Well, pine cones apparently were a representation for our pineal gland. So our ancestors understood the connection of our pineal gland to our third eye and all of this being a part of our spiritual growth and development. We know that a lot of ancient civilizations have had an understanding and an awareness of third eye and that being connected to raising vibration, raising your awareness and your consciousness. So if you see pine cones, you see third eye representation, it's all the same thing. It's all connected. I just thought that was very interesting. Just wanted to share that. Our third eye chakra deals with intuition and psychic abilities. Now, you may think, well, only special people have those abilities. Only special people can see things, experience things. But you are incorrect. We all have that ability. We all have a pineal gland, okay? We all have chakras. We all have energy systems. We all have an energy body. We just don't tap into it. Something that I want to bring up is that our energy body can go by another name. It can also be called our subtle body. And that's because the frequency, the vibration, and the electromagnetic waves that our body is emitting and giving off oftentimes is not as prevalent to us as our physical bodies. In addition, the universe, our consciousness, our higher self, God, whatever it is that you want to call it, can send us messages in very subtle ways. We can have messages and dreams, visions that can be very hazy at times, very difficult to interpret. We can also receive messages that are like little whispers in our ear, little nudges. It's not that it's calm. It's not that it's still. There's a lot of activity. It's just that we have not been attuned to those energies. And so we will express, and I'll talk to you in this video about how you can attune to those energies and how those subtle energies can be a little bit more prevalent in your life. So this brings me into a healthy, balanced third eye chakra and what that looks like, how it represents itself. Well, you are able to have, you're able to tap into the inner wisdom within yourself, within others, within the world, all things, and you're able to stay grounded. We'll get into that a little bit later and why that's very important. So what then does a third eye chakra that's too closed, how does it represent itself in our life? Well, you can be very rooted in the physical world, in this physical realm, and you're not tapping into your inner wisdom. You may get little pings here and there, and Melo get little nudges or whispers, but you're not listening. You're like, nope, I'm not paying attention. The opposite is when it's too open. Now you're dealing with not being grounded, not being rooted in the physical. You are being whisked away by your daydreams and your imagination. You have a hard time kind of realizing what is real and what isn't real, right? So your visions and your real life seem almost kind of one. Okay, so now we want to begin healing our third eye. And one of the ways that we can do that is by practicing silence. Practicing silence is very, very good. Now, I'm assuming that when I tell you this, your mind may go to meditation, right? Sitting in a quiet room, closing your eyes. But as I've said before, meditation takes on many different forms. Maybe you sit outside and just observe nature. And it's important to practice silence because, as I was mentioning earlier, messages that come from your higher self, your consciousness, from the universe, they can be a whisper, right? How many times have you felt nudged in a direction or gotten kind of like a little something told you to do something, but it came in a whisper? It wasn't like something shouting at you like, what? No, it's a whisper. It's very quiet. So practice silence, practice stillness. Another practice that you can get in the habit of is honing in on your intuition. Maybe you felt like, I should do this. I should go in this direction. Something's telling me to go here. I don't know why, but maybe I should go here. I've always gone down this path, or I've always done this, but now something's telling me to shift a little bit. Listen to those nudges, those whispers, and see where it takes you. Another thing that we can do is visions, as I was saying, kind of can come in the form of dreams. Dreams are our subconscious, the universe's way of speaking to us without outside distractions getting in the way. And I mentioned in a couple of previous videos of having a dream journal. And it's really good to have a dream journal because sometimes when we first wake up in the morning, if we don't write it down, we'll forget it. And then we'll think to ourselves, man, that was a really interesting dream. I'm sure there was something important that I should have gotten from that, but I didn't write it down. Writing down your dreams is very, very good because, it helps you to remember them. But also, if you take the time to kind of look back and dissect it a little bit, what does this mean? What does this symbol mean? Google is a great resource. Type in a lot of stuff and you can find out what things mean. When you have dreams about certain animals, dreams have certain colors. You can look up what they mean and really kind of figure out, okay, what is this? What is this message? And if it's telling you to go in a certain direction, guiding you a certain way, follow it. See where it takes you. Hone in on that intuition. Earlier, I mentioned grounding, and I want to stress the importance of this. Grounding basically means that you are physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually here. You are in control of your body. You are aware of what's going on around you. You're not caught up in the past. You're not caught up in the future. And your awareness is not off in other dimensions. And I want to share with you a quick story because I have a firsthand account of why it's very important to ground yourself. Sometime in my late teens, early 20s, I decided that I wanted to get this party started. I wanted to experience higher levels of consciousness. I wanted to raise my vibration. And much to the chagrin of my spiritual teacher at the time, I did a lot of work on my own, focusing on my third eye and my crown chakras. I carried a lot of crystals around me that were helping me raise my vibration. I also did a lot of astral projection, out of body work. I mean, I was on it. I wasn't grounding myself on the flip side of that. And when that faucet turns on, when you say, okay, I'm going to open myself to all of this energy, it's on, okay? And so, yes, I was experiencing things, I was seeing things, I was feeling things. I'm like, yes, my consciousness, my awareness is open. But because I wasn't grounding myself, because I wasn't taking things in the necessary progression, it was very, very difficult to be here in this world. I don't even know how to explain it. It's kind of like standing in a doorway and half of your body is in one room and the other half is in another room. I just never felt fully present here. And because of that, I tried to numb myself a lot of times. I stress the importance of grounding because when you're awakening this energy and if you're not doing it patiently and you're taking your time and you're really learning each of the progressions that you're going through, it's not that it's not going to happen. It could very well happen, and it could happen at a time when you're not ready. So, grounding is very important, so please, please make sure that you take my advice with that. Now, around this time, I would normally stress foods, and things that you can eat to help balance whatever particular chakra, in this case, the third eye chakra. And there are foods that you can eat. There's blueberries, there's blackberries, there's eggplant. Tamarind fruit is very good because it helps to decalcify our pineal gland. I'm not really stressing the food thing because if you've been working on your chakras and your energy system and you've been working your way up from the root to the throat, you've been eating the colors of the rainbow, the red, orange, yellow, green, blue, all that stuff. And so you have been hopefully eating a healthier diet. That's not to say that you can't indulge every once in a while. Yes, you can do that. But to overall have a very healthy diet, because having a healthy and balanced diet then makes our vessel more attuned to those subtle energies. When we put things in our body that aren't good for us, then that's when that stamps out those energies. That's what closes or restricts our chakra and our energy flow. So when we're eating these healthy foods, when we're drinking a lot of water, we're moving our body, we're meditating, all of that is fine-tuning our bodies to receive those subtle energies. Essential oils. There are some essential oils that you can use for this chakra. Sandalwood, myrrh, and nutmeg are very good. Crystals that are good for your third eye are clear quartz, labradorite, amethyst, and moldavite. All four of these are excellent. And if you get any of these in the shape of a pyramid, then you can put it on your third eye, lay back, and meditate. Once again, grounding is important. So I also, when I do any kind of meditation where I am putting a crystal on my third eye, I will also hold either in one or both hands a grounding crystal. Smoky quartz, wonderful. Hematite, those are the two that I often use for grounding. Okay, so I think that about does it for this video. I think that this video went a little bit longer. I can tell that it's going to be long, so I apologize for the lengthiness of this video, but I had a lot of information.
Okay, so I just love her teachings because she's so thorough. I neglected to give you the tapping for the throat chakra and the third eye. So I want to give you, if you are feeling like these chakras need some improvement, these chakras need some work, then I'm an EFT practitioner. And Eric James says, listen to the Third Eye song by Roy Ayers. Ooh, that's nice. Look to the sky. Oh, yeah, we know magic happens to activate our pineal. This is the first eye. Good advice. Thank you, Kufi James. So we want to give you some tapping words for your throat chakra and your third eye. So if you're having trouble, if you're feeling relating to a need to improve your throat chakra, here are some affirmations that you can do to improve that energy flow. I easily speak my truth, I easily express myself. So you can tap in between the eyebrows, on the side of the eyebrows, underneath the eye, underneath the nose, on the chin, on the chest, underneath the arms, and on top of the head. So we'll just go through one round of the throat chakra affirmation. I easily speak my truth. I easily express myself. I own my power and feel fully alive. I am calm, confident, and centered. I trust my life is unfolding exactly as it should. So if you missed that, you can always go back and listen to it again, but that's for your throat chakra. Now, the third eye affirmations are, again, lots of I am. I am words, sentences are just powerful on any chakra level. And remembering how powerful I am is you can end it with just about anything powerful, positive. So your third eye affirmations would be, I am passionate, powerful, and productive. I am guided by my inner wisdom. I am connected with my highest truth. And I am at all times safe, loved, guided, and protected. Those are just some affirmations for you to think about and to use if you feel a need to improve those energy centers. And remember, there are soulmates in this chakra system. Like she said, that throat chakra is related and soulmate to the sacral chakra, which is your creative points in your reproductive area. So don't just think of one area as needing improvement. Think of whatever you do for one chakra, you're going to help another chakra that it's related to in terms of soul connection. So we're going to go to our next chakra, the last of the seven, and then we're going to go, let's see. Oh, it's time for a break. So let me open up Naima Latif.
Unmuted.
Excellent. Open up Naima Latif, Mike, and she's going to take us to another set of sponsors, I guess. Thank you, Naima. And then we'll come back and hear about the seven, the crown chakra.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is a result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solution Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. Studio. So we're going to have Naima Latif open up the mic in the Female Solution Studio and see what that person has to say.
Hello, greetings, family. Can you hear me?
Yes,
I can. Hi, brother.
Yes, yes, yes. This is Brother Harris from Chicago, Illinois, the Netherlands, man. And I was going to waiting for the last one because, again, by the numbers, they all add up. The throat chakra, the third eye or brow chakra, and the crown chakra, by the colors blue, indigo, and purple, is all 666. Blue is 15, indigo is 24, and purple is 24. Now, dealing right quick for the basics for people who didn't get everything that was given by the tapes, and that they're beautiful tapes of dealing with the chakras. But just the point and the basics is that the fifth chakra, the throat chakra, deals with truth, and it's blocked by lies. So when we are ever feeling any of those discomforts, any of those thyroid issues, anything somewhere in one's life, lie is still brewing. And it cannot, you cannot open that fifth chakra by telling lies or basically embracing a lie. The fifth chakra deals with the truth. And this is where we must go. This is what we express. Basically speaking truth. Speaking is four. Truth is four. Lie is three. That's what the government is doing about this shot. That's another story. We're on the chakras and getting to the third eye, the brow chakra. And it was interesting that she said the different crystals, because crystals come up to 32, which is the five, dealing with the fifth chakra. I have right now as we speak a quartz crystal that I put a headband on and put it around my brow chakra with the quartz crystal on my third eye. And I have two amethyst crystals around my neck that I wear. So, yes, that's all encompassing dealing with the brow chakra. But interesting enough, the brow chakra deals with insight. It gives us the insight that we're talking about of things that we can't see, but it's blocked by illusion. This is why if you're lying, you're into the illusion. Once you tell the truth, you're into the insight that's coming from within so that we can give it outside of ourselves. And I was going to wait on the seventh chakra, which is the crown chakra, which is basically dealing with astronomy, dealing with as above. And it's blocked by all of the physical and material things we're attached to. If you're attached to something physical here on earth, you're not going to get or open that crown chakra because it doesn't have any attachments.
Wow.
So I wanted to relate that in dealing with the chakras that we're going through, because I'm actually reading from my book dealing with metaphysics and the metaphysical side of dealing with the chakras. That's why the last three chakras happen to be 666. I think we talk about that all the time biblically, dealing with the beast and man, 600, 3, 4, and 6, the 666, which is no more than the pen. Looking at that abbreviation of pen, it's 6% proton, 6% electron, 6% neutron. See, the proton and neutron is no more than the positive and the negative. It's the energy that comes from the electron that we can control, the negative or positive coming from the pen, which is mightier than the sword. And the sword is no more than the words that come from the mouth, the tongue, the truth. So with that, that's what I wanted to share with the family dealing with those last three chakras. Peace and love, family.
That thank you, Brother Eddie Harris from Chicago. That is powerful because especially the part about materialism. I think when I gave up my big house with the swimming pool, that's when I started developing my pineal glands, meditation, and all that and more. You're so right about being materialistic is interfering with your development of that particular energy center. But when you start simplifying your life, going into meditation, giving up the material things, that's when you open up that area of your body, your energy center. So we're going to dive into the crown because we also have some information about the other chakras above the head. Remember, there are over 100 chakras in the body, according to Sadhguru in India. So we're just touching on the basic ones. And the ones that you can really have a major influence on in your life, if you just work on these 7, 8, and 9, we're going to talk about. So let's listen to her and her summary of the crown chakra.
Hey, everybody. How are you all doing out there? Good, I hope. Welcome back to another episode of Fearless Love. We have reached the end of our mini-series on chakras. And something that I found very interesting is that not only are we at the end of this mini-series, we're also at the end of this season of Fearless Love, and we're at the end of 2017. I mean, I could not have planned this any better myself. So I think it's very appropriate that this is how we are ending 2017 and then moving into 2018. So without further ado, we're going to jump into this video and talk about the crown chakra. Now, the crown chakra is placed at the top of your head. And if you remember back in the beginning of this series, I said that our chakras, when you think about them three-dimensionally, look like funnels, pulling energy in and pushing energy out. Now, our second chakra to our sixth chakra, which is our sacral, up to our third eye, have a front and a back. But our root and our crown chakra only have one direction. Our root faces downward, and our crown chakra faces upward. These two chakras, the crown and the root, actually have a connection, because if you remember from the last video where I talked about the third eye, in order for us to access these higher planes of consciousness, we have to be rooted. We have to have a stable foundation. So if you have an unbalanced root chakra, it's going to be very hard to have a healthy and balanced crown chakra. So that's something to keep in mind. The color that this chakra goes along with is white. It may also be represented with gold or iridescent kind of rainbow colors. So it would be all the colors in the rainbow. And this chakra is really in touch with our brain and our entire nervous system, our endocrine system. This is where this crown chakra deals with our communion and our interaction with higher consciousness. This is how we kind of communicate with the universe. It's also where we experience that spiritual ecstasy, that nirvana, that awakening, that enlightenment. And even though we're talking about that in terms of the crown chakra, you want to try to think that really the crown is a representation of all the chakras together when they're all functioning, energy flowing healthily in your body, physically and energetically. Your crown chakra is going to be healthy as well. So how does a healthy and balanced crown chakra represent itself in our life? Well, you're able to have a healthy spiritual life. You're meditating, you're using crystals, you're using your essential oils, maybe you're chanting or whatever it is, going to Reiki sessions, yoga, whatever it may be. But you're in tune and in tap with your spiritual side. You understand the connectedness in all things. That's something I've been talking about a lot through this series. All things are connected. All of our energy is connected. So you're able to see that, understand that, feel that. And also, you're able to commune with spirit. Intuition, messages, dreams. This is how spirit communicates to us through our crown chakra. So when your crown chakra is balanced, the energy is flowing, it's unblocked, and so you're able to have that communication with your higher self, higher consciousness, God, universe, whatever it is you want to call it. So what does then a crown chakra that's too closed look like? You're not interested in anything spiritual. You're not pursuing any type of spirituality in your life. And the physical representations of that can mean, that can be that you're very depressed. You may have chronic fatigue, a lot of migraines, a lot of headaches. So that's something to be on the lookout for if your crown chakra is too closed. Now, when your crown chakra is too open, you may seek out a solitary life. Now before, okay, hold on, because a lot of you may be saying, well, I seek a solitary life right now. But what I mean by that is you are diving headfirst into any and all things spiritual. And you may say, you know what, I'm leaving my world, my life as it is behind. I'm going to go hike in the Himalayas. I'm going to Nepal. And I'm going to spend however long I have to be out there meditating and pursuing all of my spiritual pursuits. And physically, that can represent itself sometimes as you may have some sensitivities to light and sound. You may also be very antsy. You kind of get bored, very frustrated. You're like, oh, all this everyday stuff is so mundane. I just want to, like, oh, I'm so bored with this everyday life. So that's how your crown chakra that's too open can represent itself in your life. You're just ready to, like, you say deuces, and I'm going to go sit under a tree and meditate. Now, how do we heal this chakra then? Meditation. Meditation, meditation, meditation. I've talked about it in this series, throughout this series, and throughout Fearless Love in general. The reason why meditation is so important for this chakra is because this is, like I said, it's your communion with spirit, right? So having that quiet time, being able to just be still and be quiet and allow spirit to come to you and for you to receive whatever energy, messages that you need is important. And it's also a great distressor in your life. Normally, I would talk about food, right? Whatever color of the chakra it is, it also coincides with whatever particular food you can eat. But this chakra is really not about nourishment in terms of food. This chakra is about spiritual nourishment. So there really isn't any food that I can give you that says to say that this is what you should eat to help balance this chakra. Now, if you've been working on your chakras from the root up, you have been possibly eating foods that coincide with that particular chakra, so you've been eating healthier foods. So by the time you get to your third eye and your crown chakra, you've been eating healthier, you've been moving your body, and so you've been removing a lot of that, a lot of the toxins that are in your body, not just in your physical body, but your energy body as well. So by the time you get to this part of your chakras, you're really kind of working more on spiritual nourishment. What essential oils are good for this chakra? I'm going to give you two sets of three. This first set is to soothe this chakra. Fragrances like jasmine and rose and lavender help to soothe the crown chakra. If you want to stimulate it, sandalwood, frankincense, and myrrh. As you've probably noticed, I've mentioned frankincense, sandalwood, and lavender quite a bit in all of these. And those three, I would say, are a really good base to have just in general. Crystals, you know, it's time to talk about crystals. What crystals are good for your crown chakra? You have clear quartz, selenite, amethyst, and diamond. Another thing that you can do to heal this chakra is be out in the sun. The element that coincides with your crown chakra is sunlight. So being out in the sun is really good. And kind of a double whammy is try and meditate outside. You don't have to close your eyes. You could just sit and focus on a point and just take some deep breaths and just be outside in nature, taking in the air, letting the sun touch your skin. It's a really good way to just be in tune. And being outside on so many different levels helps so many other chakras. So it's kind of like a win-win. You can't really go wrong with sitting outside and just basking in the sun. So that's really it for this crown chakra. I actually don't have a lot of information.
Beautiful analysis, knowledge, excuse me, on the crown chakra. So here are some affirmations that you can use if you want to really tap into what the knowledge and wisdom that she just said. The daily affirmations are as follows. I honor my body as a temple of my soul. Don't you love, you can almost feel your whole chakra system vibrating with that one. I honor my body as a temple of my soul. I am love. I am joy. I am freedom. I am peace. Let me repeat that another way. I am love, joy, freedom, and peace. That's what's missing, I think, today in a lot of human beings on the planet. They are not consciously aware of the I am love, joy, freedom. I am freedom. So how dare you try and take away something that I am? So that's what that says to me. I am love, joy, freedom, and peace. So we've got a lot of institutions, people, energies trying to disrupt our peace. So it's like a battle every day to keep your peace no matter what. And then I am complete and one with the divine energy. I am complete and one with the divine energy. I am peaceful, whole, and balanced. That's one we should be doing every morning, because if you start your morning out with I am peaceful, whole, and balanced, maybe all the news that comes at you and the information that comes at you won't be as disruptive to your chakra system, because we're being attacked on every level, it seems, these days in the system that's operating as so-called chakras. So I'm going to go into our next and last audio. This is the higher chakras, something we don't hear about, we don't talk about, but there she's going to talk about the eighth, ninth, I think it's the eighth and ninth chakras. And again, there are over 100 chakras. If you think about even in the palm of your hands, you've got chakras. And that's why there are reflexology points in your hand as well as your feet. So you probably have a chakra system in your feet as well, because the way that the path, the nerve pathways run in our body, they end up at the palms and at the bottom of the feet, so that you can actually send pressure or energy to parts of your body through your hands. And I'm discovering that even through your navel, you've got points in your navel that can activate, say, your sacral chakra. And if you just massage that navel with a little castor oil. So I digress a little. So we're going to play the higher ones now, the last audio. And then when we come back, if you have questions, comments, we welcome those. And we're going to, if we don't have any comments about the blue, no one's commented about the blue moon yet, so maybe we'll hear some comments about the blue moon when we come back. But let's
hey, everyone. Freda Albert here. This is your first time here. I'm a spiritual transformational life coach. It's my goal for this channel to help you overcome the obstacles that are standing in the way of you living your best and most authentic life. In today's video, I want to continue on with our chakra series and actually talk about the ninth chakra, the soul's blueprint. But before we get into this, I want to invite you, if you like videos that help you overcome your mental and emotional blocks, and you like things from a spiritual approach, I highly recommend to subscribe to this channel and hit the bell notification so that you never miss out on a future video. This chakra is so amazing. This one is actually where all of your skills from your past life are stored. Now you could say, well, isn't that the Akashic Records? Yes. So maybe stored isn't quite the right word, but through this chakra, you can have access to the Akashic Records, and you can access all of the skills that you have from these past lives. What makes this chakra really awesome is when you're able to tap into those energies and you're able to access those skills, it's normally thought of as like your natural gift, right? When somebody's naturally gifted in something, it's kind of amazing to think about the way that we just take for granted that they were born with that gift and that ability, that they are just so easily able to do this thing, may have actually taken several lifetimes and thousands of years to actually become a master at that. So in many ways, when we come here, we're actually born with the ability to access those memories from the Akash. What makes it different going through the ninth chakra is that now you have a better capability of controlling what you're pulling from. You can access more. So it's not just the things that come naturally to you in this life, these are skills that are needed for what you want to accomplish in this life, but now you can actually access and you can decide, okay, I have a need to communicate with writing, but I'm not very skilled at it. So I want to go into my ninth chakra and I want to access that ability. If you're thinking, well, how the heck do I access that? There's a few ways to do it. And the easiest when you're first starting out is to do past life regressions. What the thing with a past life regression is it allows you to have memories of what past lives are available to you. Now, some people will do a past life regression once and decide that that's enough. Some people will do multiple past life regressions. Is a past life regression required in order to be able to access this? Absolutely not. But when you're starting out, it can be something that's really beneficial when you're opening up that ninth chakra if you don't know where to start and to how you can even figure out what these abilities are that you can tap into. So when you have the memory of a past life, it's kind of like instead of being blindfolded and spun around, being handed a dart and trying to throw it at a map without being able to see and with no sense of direction, if you were to not be spun and remove the blindfold, you were to hold the dart, see what's there, aim and throw, there's still a level of uncertainty as you're getting used to this and you're getting used to what it feels like and how you access and how to use those gifts and how to recognize when it's actually happening. But this just gives you that next step up. It removes that blindfold. It removes that dizziness of being spun around. You're still throwing the dart at the map, but at least you can have a better idea as to what direction you're throwing and what you're trying to accomplish, what you're trying to hit. Now, they say that the ninth chakra is actually the shape of a Merkaba. And if you're unfamiliar with this shape, I actually have a necklace. It's a crystal that is in the shape of a Merkaba. If you've never seen one before, this is the shape of a Merkaba. It's kind of like a star or a square. It's very beautiful. And the ninth chakra is a spinning Merkaba. Now, Merkaba is actually three different words. Merkaba. And I've heard that it's Egyptian, and I've also heard that it's Hebrew, and that it's the Hebrew word for chariot. But if you break it down, Merkaba, it actually stands for light, body, spirit, or as we know it today, mind, body, spirit.
The Merkaba is a sacred shape because it combines opposing energies in perfect balance, masculine and feminine, earth and cosmos. This union results in an activation of light and protection around your body that can transport your consciousness to higher dimensions. And it also reminds us of the potential power that we yield when we find balance and raise our vibration.
When you think about real-world applications for the ninth chakra, what would you think of? What would be the benefit of being able to access these past lives and the skills from these past lives? How could this best serve you? How could you best serve others? Honestly, there's no right answer because the sky is the limit. As much as you can conceive of use that you could put this into is what you could be able to do with it and then some. One of my favorite things about learning about the chakras and playing with that energy is how mind-blowing it is, how much more all you have to do is just start to ask and start to understand and start to seek the answers. You'll find that you have so many synchronicities that come up. And if you're somebody who's intuitive or sensitive, so much makes sense along the journey when it comes to synchronicities. So something will pop up here, and something will pop up here, like, oh my gosh, that makes sense because this is connected to this. And it just brings up all of these memories, all of these experiences that you've had. The more that you learn, it's like the more connected everything is. And that's why we partially joke and we say the more that we know, the more we realize that we don't know. With the unlimited possibilities and the unlimited number of combinations, when I say the sky is the limit, the sky is literally the limit. When you're accessing the soul's blueprint, the ninth chakra, and you're really balancing, every time that you open one chakra, it's like a ripple effect through the others. More information comes to you. More growth comes to you. More peace comes to you. More joy comes to you. And it may feel like kind of a rocky process as it's happening, because you're having to let go of old belief systems. You're having to let go of old fears. You're having to look yourself in the face and accept yourself and love yourself, including your shadow. And it stirs up all of this. But as we get into the next chakras, the 10th, 11th, the 12th, you'll find the balance that comes with each one and the beauty of the gradual baby steps, the progression that they have upon each other. When you open one, it's building from the foundation of all of the others below it. You open the next one, it's progressing with the foundation that's already been laid of everything below it. It's not like it takes your psyche and it shakes you up and just throws you into nothingness. This is what comes from this journey of growth, and it's natural. And even though it might seem scary, it really is a gentle process, and it was created that way on purpose. I'm sorry for all the cuts in this video. I just really wanted to do a video outside because it's such a beautiful spring day. It feels amazing. We have cars driving by my house constantly. And I want to give a huge shout out, you guys, to Aquarian Dynamics, the Crystalline Aquarian. He made an amazing video.
Okay, we've got to go to our last break, I believe. Yes. So, Naima Latif, your mic is open. When we come back, Mama AZ might have something to say about that synchronicity, because we love to talk about synchronicity. And we want to say a prayer for Jesse Jackson's family after the break, because so many people love and adore him, and he's in a critical situation. So we'll be right back after these messages. Yes, Naima is still awake. Okay, if Naima's not with us, so I better learn how to talk. Mama AZ, your mic is open. If you want, do you have anything to say about that synchronicity that she mentioned?
Oh my God. Dr. V, did you just say that something's up with Reverend Jesse Jackson?
Yes, he and his wife are in the hospital with COVID.
Get out of here. My God. Dr. V, you cannot make this up.
I know, sister.
You cannot make this up, Dr. G. My balls have been aired up so much in the last past couple of days, and especially today. My balls may burst, family. I'm serious. You got to have some really tall balls to do what I do. Oh, my God. We just talked about Jesse Jackson today, him being a part of the Miracle Valley shootout. He came out from Chicago, family. I would urge you to go up on the contraption, YouTube, whatever, and pull up the Miracle Valley shootout in Miracle Valley, Arizona. That's why the ancestors brought me here and started teaching me 5 years ago to pay attention to my dreams. I am serious. There's a place that Reverend Jackson came to investigate because the people, the church, there in Harvey, Illinois, this is a true story. You can look it up, family. They were involved in a racial dispute here in Miracle Valley, Arizona. I had no idea about it until I started researching from the dreams that I was having. Anyway, I asked Dr. Lateef, could she reach out to Reverend Jackson just the other day to ask him? To ask him if he was able, what his part in this Miracle Valley shootout. But anyway, I see now that's not possible. But I want you to know, family, I was sent here to Sierra Vista to reawaken that part of history that Reverend Jackson was a part of back in the day to get the truth, because the people who have the church there in Harvey, Illinois, the daughters, their brother was blown up in a van, dynamite, on the highway there here in Miracle Valley, Arizona. This is a true story. And Reverend Jackson came to investigate. So this is very much Celestine prophecies. This is very much, family, the ancestors from the other side of the veil are giving us messages so we can put these things together to heal. We must heal. There are a lot of things that you may not be able to see. However, if you pay attention to your intuition and the synchronicities and the dreams and the little quiet voices, you will be put on notice and know what your next step is going to be. And they were, that's their assignment, Dr. V. Reverend Jackson and his wife in the hospital, I bet you the numbers can tell you a lot more from that. That's Brother Harris's forte, and it's a reason. Now, when do they go to the hospital, sister?
I'm not really sure. Naima's mic is open, but I don't know if she. It's been on the news for the last, I'd say, the last 2 days. It was in the news.
What?
So, at least
wow.
Yesterday, somebody said.
Wow.
Something.
I appreciate you doing what you do, Dr. V.
I think it was yesterday that he went in, he and his wife, and someone texted me in Chicago, said his daughter was sharing with some friends that her mother, Jesse's wife, was scared to death to take that vaccine. So I just pray for, I have prayer, nothing but prayer for the family. Synchronicity at its best.
Well, family, you got to know that anything that happens, it's because they chose. This was their assignment to be a part of this. And so it is for us to stand up and be as authentic as we can be. If you want to take that shot, then that's your choice. If you don't, then that is your choice as well. What we have to do, no matter what each of us choose to do, we have to learn to love. We have to show love and not division. You know what I mean, Dr. V?
Oh, yeah.
thank us. Wow.
Okay, so I'm going to just play the Serenity Prayer for us to just take a moment to send love and compassion to the family of Jesse Jackson, because it would just be horrible if they lost both their mom and dad, and that's a possibility. So let us just take a moment and send out love and compassion to the family with this song, the Serenity Prayer, one of my favorites, that just helps us let go, not worry. Has had an assignment, divine assignment from day one, because he's been in the news and out there in the public eye. So he's one of those people that is here to show us a lesson. And let's just take a moment.
God, grant me the serenity to accept things I cannot change, courage to change all I can, and wisdom, yes, the wisdom, the wisdom to know the difference. God grant me the serenity to accept, yeah, the things I cannot change, the courage to change all I can, and the wisdom, yes, the wisdom, the wisdom to know the difference.
A personal prayer for the Jackson family. Heavenly Father, we give thanks for Reverend Jesse Jackson and his family. All these years, this man has taught us so many things, and it hurts our hearts, some of us, to see him suffering like this and in the hospital now. And so we just send lots of comfort and love to his family, because I'm sure his family is a large family of people that are concerned about him and praying for him. And so we just send out lots of love energy, peaceful energy, and purposeful discernment as to what these times mean for all of us, so that we can indeed have serenity in these times. So we just thank our Creator for Reverend Jesse Jackson at this point. No matter what happens, we can have gratitude for his life in these 70-some years. Gratitude. We give thanks and have gratitude for all that he's done on this planet and all that he represented for us to learn lessons and all that he's done to help other people in need. So thank you, Abba Yahuwah, for your grace and mercy over Jesse Jackson, his wife and family. No matter the outcome, we can give thanks for all that he has done in his brief assignment. It seems brief now, 70-some years, but we just give thanks for his life and all that he's been doing on this planet. So we've got tomorrow, I want to just make sure you know, learning Zelda, our Monday morning mindfulness coach, has a show tomorrow on learning your nervous system's language to negotiate pain. Don't want to miss that. Dr. CJ Mimi, she's awesome. So join her tomorrow morning at 7 Central, 8 Eastern. And I got a text here from Kwame, I think, about this moon, which I want to read to you, and then maybe Kwame can tell us what all this means. Kwame, you're welcome to come in and tell us what all this means, because we don't know. But full moon was on Saturday. It actually started yesterday. Known as the Sturgeon Moon, the fish were most readily caught during this time. The fish are living fossils. They can live up to 150 years and are rare today because of overfishing, I'm sure. Can be seen Saturday night at peaks at 7.02 a.m. Sunday. So that moon is going to be bright tonight, I'm sure. So I think I'm going to be outside looking at the moon. And then Moon, Jupiter, and Saturn in Aquarius. I don't know what that means, but where's Kwame? Okay, Kwame, I'm opening up Kwame's mic so he can go deeper on this. Thank you, Kwame. How are you this evening?
I'm very grateful. An excellent show on the chakras. And it's really the part that we're overstanding, that those chakras are also those planetary alignments that are above us. Right, because you have Aries as the head, and then you go down the whole body of the constellational bodies that you get that part. And I'm trying to remember what part is Aquarius. Well, really, we're in Virgo now, and Virgo deals with the digestive system and the digestive cellular and colon. And I think Aquarius, I mean, if I'm looking right, the next one, that Leo, because we're coming out of Leo, the opposite would be for Aquarius would be Leo. Leo and Aquarius are the two together. Virgo and Pisces would be what we're in now on the 22nd. But what we're coming out of is that's why it's in Aquarius, because the sun is in Leo, and we're leaving the sign of Leo, and that's the part that deals with the heart, the lion's heart. And so this is what we're now having, this moon, and the sun is what the heart, it represents the heart in the Leo sun. And the sturgeon was the fish, that fish was, they call it a prehistoric or ancient fish, because it ran the Great Lakes and it was very bountiful, but man has polluted so much of the lakes that it now is almost, it's an endangered species. But that fish, as you can read on there, lived to be almost 150 years old. And so it said something about, you know, those that live in the waters and the fresh waters that were here on the earth, and we've almost wiped them out. And so we're looking at these alignments, and it's really ritual, and not to say ritual, but things happen. If we look at how, here's Reverend Jesse Jackson and his wife now put in, and they went into the hospital yesterday, that was on that full moon. And these things coincide with certain alignments that happen to certain individuals that when you look at the charting of when that incident happens, and this being, you know, Black August, there's a lot of incidents that came about in August. Being there from Chicago, Emmett Till was killed in August, you know, in Mississippi. Dr. King, tomorrow would be the anniversary of Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech on August 23rd. And W.E.B. Du Bois left the planet in Ghana on August 23rd. So these historical events happen, and they're constantly realigning and letting us know as above, so below. So I'm sitting here on the porch watching it, and you're correct. It's going because it rained and it had thunderstorms, so it just cleared the energy of all pollution. Now that full moon light will bathe the planet, and it will bring in the season of Virgo, leading into the fall season, because next month will be, when I think you said, the blue moon. That's the harvest moon. That will be next month's full moon. So we're perfectly looking at getting back in touch with our higher selves. And the chakras and the planetary alignments are kind of a thing that they coincide together, because there are certain planets that deals with each chakra. So that was a very important part to realign that part of our endocrine system and our solar system.
Thank you, Brother Kwame. You know what else is interesting? In 2 days, it'll be my mother's birth date. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next 2 days. I just feel like all these dates are significant.
Yeah, my son's Earth Day, he's in Panama. He flew out yesterday from Chicago. He's going down to Panama to celebrate his 50th birthday because he was in the military, and he was stationed down there in Panama, and he said he wanted to go back down there, you know, to celebrate with some people he knows that's still there in Panama.
Well, that's a beautiful place.
Right, and so he's there in Panama, and today would have been my mother's baby sister's Earth Day when she's crossed over. She's an ancestor, but, you know, we remember these dates and these times because it's very important that we keep connected to those that are no longer here and those that are yet unborn.
Absolutely. Let's see. I don't know if Naima, thank you, Brother Kwame, for bringing in that explanation. We only have a few minutes left. Let's see.
Yeah.
We have a caller 773-450. Your mic is open.
Absolutely wonderful program.
Got a lot of background noise. Is that you? Or?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but you've got a lot of background noise.
Really? Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Go ahead. Try it.
Oh, I was just going to say that it's a wonderful thing. We all should try to be in synchronization with each other and nature and the universe. That's what makes it balanced. Too much of one self creates too much depression and all the other things. So we're totally connected in more ways than one.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for calling me. And I'm going to mute your mic because there's too much noise. Thank you for that comment. We are all connected. Just like okay, Naima, I think your mic is the only one open, so I'm wondering. Does she have a caller? Naima's on the go again, it sounds like. So we're about to leave. It's 9:50. So thank you so much for joining me. I hope you'll share this information with others who are struggling to balance their own energy, their own universe. And that universe is inside of us. It starts balancing the inside and then looking outward at what is going on in your environment that needs to change. You know, we could be living in a household of strife and arguing, and we have physical problems, and we think we need to change the physical problems, but we also need to change our external environment. So thank you for joining me. We're going to
the end of our show today.
For global farewell music. And don't forget to check tomorrow morning, Monday morning. We appreciate you all.
You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/TheFemaleSolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows. Listen to our radio shows. Order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Geret. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakor. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.